I am over the moon happy today to be talking to a lady who has toured with Miranda Lambert, the Zac Brown Band, Keith Urban, list goes on and on. She is a 17-time CCMA award winner, including the last four Female Artist of the Year trophies. Welcome to the show, Tenille Towns.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. What an intro. Thank you so much.
Tenille, today is March the 15th, 2024, and you have some exciting news to share with us today. You've got a new single out, do you not?
I have a brand new song out, yes. I'm so pumped it's release day. This song is called The Thing That Brought Me Here, and it's about holding on to the dream. And to me, a symbol of that is my Tacoma truck, which drove me 47 hours to move from Grand Prairie to Nashville 10 years ago. It's still the thing I'm driving around now. It's the only thing I've driven since high school, and it's my piece of home. So I'm so glad it'll live on through a song now.
Tell me a little bit more about the song and what it's about.
I mean, this song is definitely about holding on to the dream and staying wide-eyed about it. And I hope that when people hear it, they feel like their ambitions are worth holding on to and fighting for. And to me, such a token of that is this beat up truck that's it's kind of been acting up lately, like the check engine light's been, you know, flickering on the dash. And sometimes I think the check engine light of the dream does the same thing. It's kind of like coming back to fix it up and just continue to keep holding on to it. I've debated trading this thing in, but I just can't. I have to keep it. So I'm very glad to still be riding around in it. And it's what I've listened to every recording I've ever made. Like I'll get the mix back and I'll be like, I don't know how it is yet. I got to go take it for a drive in Tacoma and I'll get back to you. So it's got a ton of dents and scratches and character that all have embarrassing stories behind them. And they're all a part of me. So I do love this thing.
I love it. Tenille, you could write a song about anything and we'd love it. Tell me, what was your biggest moment in 2023, personal or professional?
Ooh, good question. I mean, I think that the collaborations to me that last year were just very exciting. Being able to sing on a song with Bryan Adams and with Train, that to me was crazy. Being able to open a show for Stevie Nicks was insane. And then I'd say the biggest full circle for me was being on the Shania Twain tour, because I was a crazy 9-year-old kid that got pulled up on stage with her to sing with her. And so to kind of complete that circle 20 years later and be opening up for her was truly insane.
What's the big, big dream for 2024? What's the icing on the cake for this year?
Well, I gotta be honest. The icing on the cake this year for me is sharing this new music, and also I've got my sights set on the end of the year because we are heading out on a cross Canada tour. And I love getting to do these headline shows, and I couldn't be more excited for this run because it's our first time getting to bring these shows out east. So I'm freaking out. I've been freaking out for months about it, and I'm so glad to finally tell you. But I'm coming to St. John.
You are not. You are not. Tenille, my mind is, I'm seriously like blown away right now. I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say the biggest fans in the world of yours live here in St. John, New Brunswick, and you are coming here?
I'm coming here. I'm coming. I'm so excited. I can't even stand it. Imperial Theater, October 10th. And then we're coming to Moncton on the 9th. We're going to Fredericton on the 12th and Halifax on October 11th. So I'm just dying. I have such a sweet spot in my heart for the East Coast. I always have. I actually did a tour there a long, long time ago playing for like middle schools and high schools. And I just met the sweetest people. I loved it. And part of my journey brought me to Grand Manan, New Brunswick, which is where Jersey on the Wall came from. And it's such an honor to sing that song everywhere that I go. So the East Coast to me has always been ridiculously special. I had a great time at Cavendish last year. And I literally, as we were there, I was like, I wish I could tell them the dates right now because I'm so excited to come back here and do our own shows. So I'm really pumped.
Mind blown. The fans are going to be so excited today. So Tenille has brought us songs like Jersey and the Wall, Somebody's Daughter. Here's my question to you. What is your favorite Tenille Towns song?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think I usually answer this question this way because A Jersey on the Wall to me will forever be something special because of where it comes from and what it means to me personally. and the people who inspired it. But it's also taken on a whole other level of special to me because people come up to me and tell me stories about people in their life that the song makes them think of. And that takes so much courage to do that. Like, and I'm always in awe of how much courage that takes. And it's an honor to hear those stories about people we've loved and lost too soon. So that song to me will always have a special place for sure.
And so in so many of our hearts, Danielle, thinking about Danielle, her family, mm-hmm. our huge Country 94 fans. And we love you so much, Danielle. This is like the best news of the year so far. My
well,
favorite Tennille Towne song, favorite Tennille Towne song has to be The Last Time. And no matter how many times I hear that song, I just want to cry and take those words to heart.
Thank you for that. I mean, it means the world that that song means a lot to you. I promise I will sing that one coming up in October.
Well, I promise you I will be in the very front row. And I had the honor of introducing you in Sussex last year. And I'm praying that I can arm wrestle my way into introducing you again this year.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. We need to make that happen. Okay, that Sussex show blew my mind because – I mean, that was the whole thing where the show got canceled, and then we were like, I'm coming anyway, so I don't care if we're playing in a parking lot. Like, we got to make this happen. And then you guys all just showed up in the most insane way and sold so many tickets in, like, a week's notice. I was like, I love these people so much, and I can't wait to come back.
I can't believe you were surprised by that, because us, the fans, we were like, I beg your pardon? Tennille Towne is coming to Sussex? Like, we lost our minds. So we are going to fill, seriously, the Imperial Theater filled to the rafters. We can't wait to see you. And we can't wait to hear your new song. And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to play it this afternoon. May I?
Please, I would be honored. That would be amazing. Thank you for playing it and turning it up. And thank you guys out there for listening. And I just absolutely love New Brunswick, and I'm sending everyone so much love and can't wait to come see you guys.
We'll see you in October.
Yes, we will. Looking forward to it.